from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This song, are you immediately also at a wedding?
I think you are dating yourself by saying that. I think I've been to the last 5 weddings I've been to. I don't know that the song is played.
Okay, I think you are dating yourself by saying that. This song's not at weddings anymore? Josh nodded. Oops.
I don't...
Josh,
I don't think it played in my wedding.
I was at a wedding with a live band, and they played this song.
Okay, live band is very different than DJ for this, I think.
Andy Major joining us on the Western Hotline. Andy, this is a wedding song.
Wow, you guys are really teeing me up with that song from the 70s disco era?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, it's a wedding song.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, Andy Major joining us on the Western Hotline as we, you know, move into September and start to plan for bill season, all the things that we need to know. He's the Vice President of Operations and Guest Experiences at the stadium. Good morning. Happy football season, first off.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. All right. So there's a lot to get to regarding construction updates, and then there's probably regular run-of-the-mill new stuff this year that people need to know. So, but let's start with the construction side of it, if that's all right. I mentioned to Joe earlier that I remember there being a timeline of the stadium being built, and that some years would be more challenging than others for parking spaces and maybe for people getting around. How does this year line up? Is this the tougher year?
You know, this year is probably going to be similar to last year. The real tough year is going to be next year. This year will be similar to last year, but still will be difficult. We know fans had some, difficulties last year, try to find some parking, especially if they arrived a little bit later in the morning or whatever time the game was. But we feel pretty good about this year. I think fans were really good last year. They had a plan where they were going to park, what time they were going to get there. And, a lot of fans did carpool. We did see more carpooling last year. We're asking fans to do the same. And this year we did do a couple of extra things to try to create more spaces and enhance the traffic flow. One being changing the egress from Bill's Fieldhouse Drive towards Southwestern on the postgame to 2 lanes of egress. And then the 2 lanes of egress going east towards 219. So that'll really help us with egress. There's a pedestrian walkway we've created. We work really closely with Erie County Department of Public Works, the Sheriff, Orchard Park Police, New York State DOT, et cetera, to try to put some additional plans in place to make it a little safer, easier for fans, you know, to navigate around when they get here.
So 2 lanes, that was a review of last year and decided that maybe that lot specifically had a problem?
You know what it was, guys? It was with Lot 3, the team member parking lot, closing this year because of construction. That caused a lot of fans not being able to cut through from ECC campus like they have in the past. So now they have to walk either on Southwestern Boulevard on the sidewalks or on Big Tree Road towards our stadium. So we felt like something needed to be done to make that a safer path of travel for those folks.
Yeah. Andy Major joining us on the Western Hotline, chatting about this upcoming Bills season. You know, as the stadium is, of course, there, you know, not at all making light of last year, people trespassed into the pit, it became to be known. Now, Andy, I might wonder if you have more of a concern of people trying to get into an active construction site, because now there's more to see than just a hole in the ground. Now, if someone wanted to, oh, I'm going to go walk through the future 200 level, I'd imagine that one of the things you probably have to do here is make sure that that does not happen.
Yeah, no, that's right, guys. I mean, it's a safety issue. Our number one concern is safety here for the fans, the staff, the team, et cetera. So it's a big focus on safety. The new stadium construction site is that. It's a construction site. It's a hard hat area, especially right now. I mean, it's a dangerous place to be, even for workers. So there's a lot of safety protocols that those folks are going through on their day-to-day job, you know, to build a new stadium. So, yeah, we really didn't have a lot of fans go into that area last year. The few that did were arrested and caught pretty quickly. But, you know, that does get attention when someone does that, and we understand that. The video surveillance is everywhere. The security teams are everywhere. People will, you know, hopefully abide by that and be safe and just enjoy football and go to the game.
With the stadium construction, Andy, is there any changes at all to exiting the stadium?
Yeah, I mean, the exiting plan is mainly the biggest change is the two-lane egress.
Okay.
Coming out Fieldhouse Drive, going west on Big Tree towards Southwestern Boulevard. So in the past, that was not a two-lane egress, and there was not a pedestrian walkway there. So we add a pedestrian walkway there, and we add an extra lane of egress. So fans leaving the southern parts of the stadium, the southern lots or the ECC parking lots, should see a little bit of a better, more efficient egress and safer egress on game day.
Parking this year, a new parking kind of structure based on the season ticket parking pass?
Yeah. I mean, all season ticket holders were offered the chance to buy a parking permit this year. So all the Bills parking lots are permit only. So fans that in the past may have shown up and parked in a Bills lot, paid cash, or used a credit card, they're not going to be able to do that any longer. So those fans were encouraging to have an advance plan, know which neighborhood lot you might be trying to go to, possibly take the NFTA Game Day Express, possibly use rideshare. And definitely we suggest strongly to carpool. A lot of fans carpooled last year. That always makes a big difference. You know, with less cars on the road, less people needing parking spots, helps everybody out.
For your planning purposes, is this the most challenging year with the 3 years of stadium construction going on, or I guess even beyond that, because once the new stadium's open, there'll still be things. But is this the most challenging year of the new stadium going up?
You know what, guys? To date, absolutely. I mean, I can't sugarcoat it. It's a brand new stadium going across the street, taking up a lot of parking. We've done a lot of different things, working with a lot of great people and great partners to try to offset the loss of parking. You know, we are working with Hamburg Fairgrounds. We're parking our game day staff there and shuttle busing them over. So that saves a lot of parking for us. And the bus and limo lot has been reduced in size. Tailgate Village has been reduced in size. And then
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You guys, you know, from last year, RV camper lot doesn't even exist at this point, but we're excited to bring that back in 2026 with the new stadium. So we've made some efforts there to help. and it does make a big difference, but we still need and we still thank the neighborhood lots for parking a lot of our Bills Mafia fan base.
So again, if you're just joining us, any major of the Bills joining us on the Western Hotline, parking permits for Bills lots, if you are those still available for purchase or do they sell out?
No, they are sold out. One lot, which is lot 4, that's sold for individual games. And there are still a few passes left for certain games throughout the season, but this weekend's game, it is sold out.
Okay, very good. How about the actual in-game coming through the gates? Anything that has been changed? And it's something, you know, in my opinion, it's gotten much, much better in the last couple of years, getting people into the games. Whether that's, by your estimation, is that an earlier crowd now because people are invested in getting into the stadium? That's been something that in the last couple of years seems like the crowd isn't as late arriving as it used to be. Or is it just that, you know, getting in has become more efficient?
You know what I'd say, Jeremy? Great question. I think it's a little bit of both. Honestly, we really promote and hope that fans want to be in the stadium to see the first play of the game. You know, our coach, our players have encouraged the fan base to do the same. You don't want to miss that first play. It could be, you know, a Josh Allen 80-yard touchdown pass or, you know, some exciting play to kick us off. And the other thing, though, is we have invested in our staffing. We worked with the state to help with these private security staffing numbers so that we never have to close a gate, we never have to close an entry line. All gates, all lines have been open now for the last at least 3 seasons, and we're fully staffed there. And then there's some new technology we have out there with the gate entry, especially at gate 5 and gate 6 this year, which is our 2 busiest gates. You know, there's walk-through magnetometers now that fans don't have to empty their bags or take out their phones or their keys. They can literally walk right through. We'll still do a bag check, of course, but, like, you know, the efficiency and the speed is just so much, much better. And finally, there's some new ticket scanners that we're going to implement this year around the entire stadium, which also is a faster method for fans to kind of get through the gates. So a lot of different things, but, you know, I think it's a combination of everything. The team's great on the field, and we have a great off-the-field team, too. And I think it marries up nicely.
Can I ask about the ticket scanners? Are they like the ones when you get on an airplane where you stick your phone down and there's a barcode? Or what is new about the new ticket scanners?
Yes, exactly right. So you scan your barcode on your phone and you basically scans you right in there.
Gotcha.
And then there's people there that can help, you know, to help the folks that aren't used to that yet. But what we've seen through the first couple games and when we tested it last year, a lot of fans already were kind of aware of it. Like you said, they see it at the airports, they see it at other venues. So it's not totally, you know, new to them, and they've really adapted well. So we're hopeful this season will be the same thing and just help everybody get in quicker and easier.
And then the magnetometer one, that gate, that technology, had that been at 5 and 6 before? Or was it just one gate last year? I remember going through it, Andy, and I got to be honest, like, you know how this can be with Bills fans. You're so into your routines that you might be that you don't know what happens on the other side of the stadium. And last year was the first time I'd ever seen that. So is that expanded or is that just a little bit, just a repeat of last year?
No, great question. Thanks for asking. I mean, it's definitely expanded. So we fully equipped gate 5 and 6 for only those units. So last year was more of a test. This year it's fully implemented. And, you know, the first couple of games, I know they were preseason, but, you know, Kids Day, it was jammed up at both gates 5 and 6 with the numbers of fans, and they streamed right through. Hmm. It was really, really cool to watch. And we're excited to see that, you know, for the home opener and the rest of the season. And then next year, the plan would be to have the full stadium, you know, with those units, and then we roll that into the new stadium in 26.
And can I ask a follow-up to that? Like, are all these – does this current stadium kind of give you the ability to have trial runs on do we like this for the new one? Is this basically an R&D operation at the same time?
Yes, 100%. I mean, absolutely. You know, Terry and our ownership team, they gave us the ability to purchase these units, try them out, make sure we liked them, that, you know, they're working for the fans, that we're getting good feedback from the staff that are managing them, and it's good feedback from the fans going through those. And so far, so good. And, we're looking to roll that out to next year and then into the new stadium. So it has been definitely a test pilot the last couple seasons, for sure.
Andy Major on the Western Hotline. Any changes in bag policy, what you can and can't bring into the stadium, anything like that?
No, no changes there, guys. I mean, last year the big change was the battery-operated clothing. Now that we're playing games, you know, hopefully again this year in January and late in the year, in the winter. But that's really the only change the last couple seasons. This year we're status quo with the policies, and certainly thank the fans for being responsible and, you know, great responsible tailgaters, great fans being in the stadium before kickoff so they can watch us, you know, go down and score that first touchdown and win the game.
Have you peeked at the Farmer's Almanac or anything on what kind of winter we might have, hoping you don't have to figure out, you know, snow removal and such later in the year? Because I feel like it's been a tough couple years for that.
It really has. I mean, that's for sure, guys. I mean, you saw last year during those playoff games, probably the toughest week of my career dealing with snow removal. But, you know, it all was worth it. We beat the Steelers, and we got the stadium open for that game, and then we got the stadium open for the Chiefs game as well. You know, hopefully the Chiefs this year will finally break that spell and go all the way. But yeah, we're working with our local meteorologists. We have three different partners we work with, the National Weather Service, AccuWeather, and Perry Weather. And they do a great job giving us forecasts and some snapshots about what to expect this year, both daily, weekly, and into the future. So, you know, weather's weather. I'm not a meteorologist, but, you know, the weather looks like we're going to have, you know, what they've been saying, probably another strong winter. This depends on how long we're playing and when it hits, I guess, right? Like always.
Yeah.
Timing is everything.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.